from Shopee and Nesto e Alla. Smola til rekrut om Shopee and Nesto e Alla. Smola til rekrut om. Lai, lai, lai. Aya so bisto e Alla. Zapile na dveri vodu ljala, što bi ne skripile na dveri vodu ljala, što bi ne skripile. Podila щоб мати не почула, щоб не сварила, щоб мати не почула, щоб не сварила. Лай, лай, лай.
А мати ще не спала. Все чисто чула на мене, не сварила.
Сама така я була, на мене не сварила. Сама така я була. Лай, лай, лай.
And from Nashville, Tennessee, and a CD called Vid Štěroho Srdce, From the Heart, that was Sonia and Bila Mene Mate, My Mother Spanked Me. Vítaju vás všich šanovní radiosluchači na radioperedaču Náš Holos. Hovorit Pavlina Macquarie, děkuji, što rýšile, probudte zi mnoju nastupnou hodinu. Hello there, and welcome to Náš Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, your host, Pokrinske in Ukrainian, Pavlina, and I am delighted to have you with me, whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in flight, or to the podcast. Welcome, vitaju. We have a great program lined up for you, including something new, or not, depending on how long you've been listening to Náš Holos. Ukrainian Food Flair is back, and we'll be alternating between two hosts. One is a very familiar name to longtime listeners. I've coaxed Sylvia Molnar out of retirement, and she'll be joining us later on with a yummy soup recipe. Sylvia will be alternating weeks on Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok of Oakville, Ontario, and Natalia will be making her radio debut here on Náš Holos next week. In the second half of our program, we've got an interview with Wendy Swan of the Veselka Ukrainian Dancers in Victoria about their upcoming 40th anniversary gala celebrations. As well, Vasel Pavlovsky will be by with a cultural capsule on Mother's Day in Ukraine and around the world. Keith Perron will join us with news from Ukraine. We'll have our usual proverb of the week and other items of interest and plenty of great Ukrainian music on a Mother's Day theme. So up next is Dunai from Ajax, Ontario, from a CD called Soundscapes, their second, and a song about a girl whose mother wants to marry her off to a musician. Here they are now, Dunai from Ajax, Ontario, with Oi Hotila Menemate.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Join the fun as Veselka Ukrainian dancers celebrate 40 years of Ukrainian dance on Vancouver Island. Take in their gala performance Sunday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. at the McPherson Theatre in beautiful downtown Victoria. Tickets are just $15 and going fast, so order early to avoid disappointment. Call 250-386-6121 or order online at rmts.bc.ca or visit veselkadancers.com.
Thank you.
And that was the Todischik sisters from their self-titled CD and a song called Mamo Moya Mamo, Mother My Mother. And that is an original composition. The music and lyrics are both by Charlene Todischik. The song was arranged, orchestrated, and performed by Alex Tsitsarev, and additional percussion by Charlene's husband, Andriy Cherny. And again, that was the Todischik sisters, Rosemary and Charlene, with Mamo Moya Mamo. Up next is Pravich from Montreal from their first CD, Berechmet Nadi, Shores of Hope, and a song from an album that was dedicated to the Ukrainian woman. And this song now is Matri, Mother.
Моя старенька, люба моя мамо, коли б дорогу знала ти сюди, пішла б одна глибокими снігами шукать мої заметені сліди. Полярну ніч і холод краю комі, ти б все-все тучі перемогла, та жаль тобі, дороги незнайомі, крім тих, що є круг нашого села.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. It seems more than ever people are trying to eat healthier. They are looking for foods that provide lots of nutrition, plenty of fiber, and few calories. Here's a Ukrainian soup that's absolutely delicious. Easy to make, very nutritious, economical, and freezes well, too. Get your pens ready for sauerkraut soup with buckwheat, or kapusniak, which is a term applied to any type of soup made with sauerkraut or its juice. To Ukrainian tastes, kapusniak is second to borscht in popularity. It contains a favorite Ukrainian characteristic, tartness. You'll need the following: 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 large onions, chopped, 4 cups lean meat stock, 1 pound sauerkraut, rinsed in cold water and squeezed if you prefer a milder taste, 1 teaspoon ground pepper or to taste, and 2 cups cooked buckwheat. Heat the oil in a heavy pot. Cook the chopped onions until translucent. Add the stock, sauerkraut, salt, and pepper. Bring soup to a boil and simmer for half an hour. Add the cooked buckwheat, taste, and adjust for more pepper or salt if desired. For cooking buckwheat, simply bring 3 cups of water to a boil, add half a teaspoon salt, and stir in 1 cup buckwheat. Bring to a boil again, cover, turn down the heat, and simmer for 30 minutes. This makes 4 cups. Now that's easy. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Снях бажала, швидше підростать. Глянь, моя дитино, через Україну, через нашу хату вже качки летять. Глянь, моя дитино, через Україну, через нашу хату вже качки летять. На світанку сину нашептала мати, під чумацьким шляхом чумаченьки сплять. Виростай, дитино, через Україну, через нашу хату вже качки летять. Глянь, моя дитино, через Україну, через нашу хату вже качки летять. На світанку сину важко не діждати, а ще важче вночі очі видивлять. Прилітай, дитино, через Україну, через нашу хату вже качки летять. Для моя дитино, через Україну, через нашу хату вже качки летять. На світанку сину буду наслухати,
another sister duo from Winnipeg, that was the Chuchman sisters, Olesya and Andriana, from their CD, Vesnyani Nochi, Spring Nights, and a song about a mother who's remembering her son through various stages of life, from infancy and boyhood in Ukraine to adulthood far away from home. And the song was Senu Vzhikachke Letyat, My Son, the Ducks Are in Flight. Up next, back to Montreal, and a group called Cheremshena from their CD Postishka Khmri, Along Paths of a Dream, and another song about a mother. Technically the song is about a daughter-in-law, but inevitably that is a mother's theme. Here they are now, Cheremshena with Navistka.
Мене вчила, ще з колиськи мати мене вчила, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила, а я свою неньку не слухала, а я свою неньку не слухала, полюбила хлопця, хлопця молодого. Полюбила, покохала, полюбила хлопця, хлопця молодого, полюбила, покохала. Колись була дівка, як та ружа, колись була дівка, як та ружа, а нині невістка, маю мужа, маю мужа. А нині невістка, маю мужа. Колись була дівка у квіточках, колись була дівка у квіточках. А нині невістка на головці хустиночка. Нині невістка на головці хустиночка. Дівчина, тепер невістка, не дівчина, не дівчина. Ще з колиськи мати мене вчила, ще з колиськи мати мене вчила. Щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. Щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. Не кохала, не любила, не кохала, не любила.
Hello, I'm Василь Павловський, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. The celebration of Mother's Day in its current form is quite a recent phenomenon. Though it has its roots in the ancient traditions of celebrating mothers and motherhood and dates far back as 6000 BC, in North America, it started to be formulated as an outcry to the carnage of the American Civil War and the Franco-Prussian War, and was first formulated as the Mother's Day Proclamation by Julia Ward Howe in 1870. It was later on May 9, 1914, through an act of Congress that U.S. President Woodrow Wilson established the first national celebration in the United States. Ukrainians from ancient times have placed a great deal of importance on the mother, as she was responsible for the upbringing of children and instills in them the love of their native land. However, in the Ukrainian community, it was the Ukrainian Women's Association of Canada which first celebrated the holiday in 1928. A year later in Lviv, the initiator of the celebration was the editor of the women's magazine, Zhinocha Dolya, Woman's Fate, Olena Kisilevska. That same year, the largest Ukrainian women's organization in Western Ukraine, Soyuz Ukrainok, initiated the celebrations in Ternopil and together with other organizations held concerts and conferences throughout all of Eastern Galicia. In 1939, the Soviets abolished the holiday and replaced it with International Women's Day, celebrated on March 8th. Like many other things which were forbidden by the Soviets, Ukrainians in the diaspora continue to maintain established traditions. When I was young and attending Ukrainian school, I recall Mother's Day concerts that were all part of growing up as a Ukrainian. As mentioned in a previous extended cultural capsule with Vera Turko-Kulitsky and her husband Yurko, one of the songs we sang on Mother's Day was called Usmikhnesya Sonechko and was written by our Ukrainian school teacher, Mrs. Tetya Moroz. However, a similar children's poem dedicated to mothers and called Privit Nashi Mami was written by a man by the name of Roman Zavadovich, who was on the editorial board of the Ukrainian children's magazine Veselka. It would be no surprise to me if my teacher had gotten the original inspiration from his Mother's Day poem. Prior to the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1990, Soyuz Ukrainok worked at returning the celebration to Ukraine, though it was not until a presidential decree on May 10, 1999, some 85 years after the proclamation by President Wilson, that Ukraine officially recognized Mother's Day. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and I would like to pass on my very warmest wishes to all mothers on this Mother's Day.
І ручник вишиваний на щастя, на долю дала. Хай на ньому цвіте росяниста доріжка і зелені луги солов'їні. І твоя незрадлива материнська ласкава усмішка і засмучені очі хороші твої. І твоя незрадлива материнська ласкава усмішка і засмучені очі хороші блакитні твої. Я візьму той рушник, розстелю на читоні, в тихім шелесті трав ще витані дібра. І на тім рушничком ой живе все знайоме тобою, і дитинство, і розлука, і вірна любов. І на тім ручничкові ой живе все знайоме тобою, і дитинство, розлука, твоя материнство.
line with me now is Wendy Swan with the Veselka Ukrainian Dancers in Victoria. Now, many people may not be aware that here on Vancouver Island, there's actually quite a vibrant dance group. And much less may not be aware that Veselka Dancers in Victoria are coming up to their 40th anniversary. So we've got Wendy now to tell us all about their exciting anniversary celebrations coming up. Thanks for joining us, Wendy.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Now, tell us, first of all, give us a little bit about the background of Veselka Dancers.
Well, Veselka has been part of Victoria's dance scene since 1971 and started out with actually a fairly large group of families that joined together and started dancing and then decided to form into an actual group. They brought in instructors from different places and actually got some choreography and some costumes. And we used to practice in the hall at the back of St. Nicholas Catholic Church in Victoria. And then over time, we ended up forming the Ukrainian Cultural Society of Vancouver Island and building a studio into that space. And we've been there ever since. And that was, I believe, about 1979. That were 1980 that we moved into the Cultural Center building. And over the years, there's been students come and go and come and go. And as they especially hit grade 12 and move on to university and then move out to, you know, Alberta and dance out there or go other places. And then they come back. And right now it's pretty exciting. I think we have about 12 kids that are currently dancing that are actually second generation Veselka dancers.
That is very neat. Now, you're a dancer yourself. You're an instructor as well?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you get involved with Veselka?
I started dancing with Veselka in 1974. I saw them at a performance downtown and really enjoyed it. My background is Ukrainian. My dad is Ukrainian. And but I'd never been exposed to it before because I was born and grew up in Banff. And there's not a lot of Ukrainian dance groups in Banff.
No.
So when we moved here in 1974, I saw them and decided to join that September. And I danced with them until I left to go to Edmonton in 1989. And I danced in Edmonton for a couple of years and then came back. And now my kids are dancing with Veselka.
That is a great story. So, yeah, you've got kids who are second generation Veselka dancers. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
So now you've got your 40th anniversary is coming up soon, and you've got a celebration coming later on this month. What are the details on that?
We do. We have a wonderful opportunity to showcase our group. We've booked the McPherson Playhouse, the McPherson Theatre downtown Victoria, on Sunday, May 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m., and we wanted to keep it affordable for everybody, so all seats are $15. We've had phenomenal response to the program and the posters so far, and we've sold a lot of tickets. We're way ahead of schedule.
That's great.
So much so that typically, you know, you look at, they start with the main floor, and once that's about 80% sold, if it's about 10 days out from the event, then they'll look at opening up the balcony. Because Victorians usually buy things late. So we have, you know, we were sort of looking at making that decision about May 10th or so. And we've already opened up the balcony because the main floor is just about completely sold out.
So we're,
it's very exciting.
It is exciting. I mean, Vancouver Island is not that large. Who's coming? Where are people coming from?
Well, we have a lot of alumni in and around the Victoria area, and I think they're coming with their families. The current dance group is about 55 dancers, and so there's a lot of families and friends and relatives that that will be coming to watch their kids dance. And then we also have a lot of people just in the Victoria area that are big supporters of Veselka. One of the things that Veselka has done in the last 5 years is to coordinate and sponsor a multicultural dance festival later in June. And that takes the place of Folk Fest that went for years and years down in Centennial Square and a couple other locations that was run by the Intercultural Association. And when the ICA canceled that 5 years ago, we realized immediately that there was nowhere for any of these multicultural groups to perform. And so we very quickly organized an event, and it's been now going 4 years, but this June will be our fifth year. So we've really worked to maintain the connections with all the other cultural groups in the city. And I know they've been very, very appreciative of that opportunity to come and dance on the stage in June, because it's a wonderful venue in Beacon Hill Park. And a lot of them, I've heard from them, that a lot of them have come and bought tickets and are bringing their families and their dancers just in a way to show support.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, anybody from outside the area, not outside of Vancouver Island, is welcome to come as well.
Absolutely. And you tickets are available online, or you can phone in or go in person to the box office at the McPherson.
Okay. And how would where would people find you online to purchase tickets?
www.rmts.bc.ca, and that's Royal McPherson Theatre Society, if that makes more sense, rmts.bc.ca.
Now, Veselka has a website as well.
We do. Yeah, veselkadancers.com, and there's information not only about the group, but also about Heritage Dance Fest that we do in June with all the other groups, and about the 40th anniversary celebrations, and just sort of a bit about the history of the group, and lots of pictures, and there's videos on there, and just sort of anything that we feel that is connected either to the Ukrainian community or just to people in large that like to come out and support local dancers and local groups.
Now, you've got an Alberta group coming out to help you celebrate on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that big celebration.
We do. Well, we decided to have, because, you know, you only turn 40 once, so we thought we would have a big party on the Saturday night of the May Long Weekend, because now we have so many people that have come back either as, you know, they used to dance and they've come back with their kids dancing now, and so they're now at the parent level and they're on the board, and maybe their parents have come back to help out too. They help us with, you know, costumes or help us with pierogi pinching or whatever we need done for fundraising. So the community has really expanded, and it's sort of doubled back on itself, and it's getting larger and larger every year. So we decided to throw a big party on the Saturday night and let all those people meet. And so there's a lot of alumni coming from across Canada and from the States, and we have a lot of our current dancers and families will be joining us, and so we thought we better kick it up a notch and bring a band in from somewhere else. So we're bringing a band in from Edmonton, and I mean, their name alone is just fantastic, the Kubasonics, and I'm sure that most Ukrainian people will have heard of them. We've certainly danced to their CDs for a number of years. So the Kubasonics are coming and going to entertain us, and we're going to have a big buffet and a big party, and I'm sure a really, really huge multi-generational kalameka.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a great event and quite a sight to see with all those dancers.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
Now, is there going to be anything more later on in the year? Is this the big celebration?
I think this is the big celebration. I mean, I think that we will also highlight it June 18th at Heritage Dance Fest in Beacon Hill Park, and that's that multicultural celebration that we do. But I think it'll be sort of extra special for this year, because not only is it our 40th anniversary, but it's Heritage Day's 5th anniversary.
Right.
So, you know, we did it the first year. We just thought, well, we'll just band-aid this and put it together so that people have a place to go and share and celebrate their cultures, and also to recruit new members for their groups. But now, 5 years later, we're still going. So I think it's going to become an annual event. So I think there's going to be some special celebrations there as well.
Great. So if people can't join you on the May Long Weekend, there's always the event in June.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sorry, we also have, we're putting together a commemorative book about Veselka and its 40 years, and a bit of the history and of the current happenings, but also where we're going in the future, and some information about the group and information about the costumes and about the dancers and the instructors. And I think it's going to be a really wonderful keepsake and something that people will be able to use in the future. And so those will be available either that weekend or purchased through online.
Fabulous. Again, and that would be at what website address?
VeselkaDancers.com.
Okay, that is wonderful. Well, thanks so much for telling us about the Veselka Dancers and your great anniversary this year and all the wonderful things that you're doing. And good luck with your fundraisers and your events. And you'll be keeping in touch and keeping us informed with what's going on with Veselka through
Absolutely.
On Nash Hollow. So thanks again, Wendy, and break a leg.
Thanks so much.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ukrainian News Outlook. The headlines for the week ending May 6th.
South Stream Pipeline not in national interests. President wants press freedom. Truth Wall in Kiev. Mika Newton in Eurovision 2011, and more. I'm Keith Parent. The planned South Stream natural gas pipeline meant to avoid Ukrainian territory is a blow to national interests, said the Ukrainian energy minister. About 80% of the Russian national gas bound for European markets transits through Ukraine. Difficulties between the countries, however, expose vulnerabilities in conventional routes, prompting Moscow to pursue alternative delivery solutions. South Stream is planned to move more than 2 trillion cubic feet of natural gas to Europe per year after it passes through Turkish waters of the Black Sea. Gas flows are expected by 2015. Representatives of the American Chamber of Commerce in Ukraine and the European Business Association have recommended to the Minister of Agriculture, Policy and Food of Ukraine to initiate the Cabinet of Ministers to cancel the export quotas of wheat and barley in mid-May, when the government will receive the balances and forecasts of grain production in 2011. The Chamber of Commerce stated that it opposes any restrictions on the freedom of market operations, especially export quotas. However, the imposition of the export duties for grain, which was considered as the best option for supporting the price stability and food security, must be the temporary solution. The Chamber of Commerce is firmly convinced that the free functioning of the market provides the best conditions for creating the competitive agricultural industry, which will guarantee food security for the population, as well as provide Ukraine the vital role in the world grain market. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych is confident that independent Ukraine is impossible without independent press, and assures that the power will make every effort for journalists to feel free. Yanukovych said on World Press Freedom Day, "I would like to tell Ukrainian journalists that I stand up and will uphold any independence of Ukrainian mass media, support independent journalism, and do everything to complete the case on the death of the journalist Gheorghe Gonzadze and punish the perpetrators." He added, "We must assure the completion of investigations into cases related to the disappearance of journalists. The power will create conditions for journalists to feel free in our country." A truth wall set up in Kiev on May 1st will allow Ukrainians the freedom to express their opinions in writing as an outlet for criticism of the government, according to a report. The National Forum of Trade Unions of Ukraine, which has organized the event for the past 3 years, set up the wall, a piece of plywood with a piece of paper attached to it, on a central street in the capital last Sunday, reported the Kiev Post. According to organizers, anyone can write anything on it using the attached pens. When the paper becomes full, it is replaced with a new piece. The first inscriptions, mainly criticized the Ukrainian administration, appeared on the truth wall 5 minutes after it was erected. Among those inscriptions were, "Government, shame on your prosecutors, they are for sale," to "We want to live, not exist," and "Dissolve the cabinet ministers," and "Where is the administration?" There were also some positive statements on the wall, including, "Long live the people of Ukraine," "Miners are champions," and "Please abolish the school uniform." Some people who left their signatures even left their cell phone numbers. Well, that is Mika Newton rehearsing in Düsseldorf, Germany for the semifinals of the Eurovision 2011 contest, which will take place May 11th at the Esprit Theatre. On the night of the semifinals, out of the 19 performances, she will sing right after Bosnia-Herzegovina, Austria, Netherlands, Belgium, and Slovakia. Ukraine had some widely reported problems earlier this year in getting a fair and undisputed selection of their entry. But once again, the delegation showed that it can pull something spectacular out of the bag when it comes down to the last moment. The song itself, called Angel, is a mid-tempo song, which comes from Mika and her backer. And that was a look at some of the Ukrainian news headlines ending the week May 6th. If you would like to subscribe to this program, go to www.pcjmedia.com/Nash Holos, and you can subscribe to Ukrainian News Outlook via iTunes. I'm Keith Parron.
Тому я не винний, що перена земна, як у мама мала, так мені дала, як у мама мала, так мені дала. Зачекай до Петра, вона буде тепла, зачекай до Івана, буде файна, зачекай до Івана, буде файна.
From Edmonton, that was the Playboy Band from their wedding album, and a song about a mother dispensing advice to her son about getting married. And that song was called Kazala Meni Mate. And earlier you heard Ludwig from London, England, and a tribute to mothers, Ridna Mate Moya, My Beloved Mother. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and streaming online at am1320.com. The internationally syndicated edition airs on the PCJ Radio Network on shortwave AM and FM in over 28 countries and every weekend on PCJ Internet Radio at pcjmedia.com. The podcast for the Vancouver edition can be found at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and the international PCJ Radio edition at pcjmedia.com. And both editions are available on iTunes. Нажами вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Не вход до чужої хати в брудними черевиками і словами. And our proverb of the week translates as, do not enter into another's house with dirty shoes or words. And that's probably something that we've all heard from our mother at one point or another in our lives. Well, our time is almost up, so to take us to the end of our program, the Parkland Pioneers with Denis Leshinsky, and a song that I'm going to dedicate to my mother, Savela, and this song is Savela's Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.